Edge of the Headlights podcast. My name is Rob, and sitting across from me tonight wearing a very sexy Virginia Bigfoot Con shirt is Marty. How are we doing tonight, Marty?
It is very nice.
Can you hear me fine?
No, you sound horrible.
I'm so glad I'm not video yet.
As per usual. Yeah, I don't know. Mine sounds kind of off, I guess, but
yeah, you're
that
off.
Just might be me. It's hard to say anymore. No, man. It just sounds off. I'm not sure why, okay. But...
Sound better?
That sounds more
I didn't have it turned up as much. Quit complaining.
Gotcha. That sounds more normal in my ears.
Your ears?
No, man. I'm actually not bad right now. As of the recording of this, we are 3 episodes into X-Men 97, and holy shit.
What is that?
It's a continuation of X-Men the Animated Series that ended basically back in like 95, 96. Been waiting for this show for like 3 years. They've been teasing they're going to do this, and it's picking up right after the original series.
Oh
my God. Oh, it's so ridiculously good. Yeah, 3 episodes in, I was just like, I'm weepy like every episode because I'm a huge X-Men fan. Anybody who knows me is, I go way back with X-Men, like my favorite team, favorite book. And yeah, no, like every episode is just phenomenally fantastic. Action is great. Animation looks really good. Just fantastic series. If you're a fan of the original series, it's a no-brainer to start plopping this on and just watching them. Half-hour episodes.
Oh, that's
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the week we're recording this, I actually got done watching Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Yep.
I'll be honest, I've never read the book. Watching this series makes me want to read the book.
Right.
It is so – well, I think it's really good, in my opinion. Yep. With being going into completely blind.
Yeah, right.
It is very good. I went through all episodes in two nights.
Oh, damn.
It actually made me cry.
Oh, nice.
It was really, it's actually really well done.
Yeah, I want to see it. It does look really, really good. But
like normal, they got to leave it ending on a cliffhanger.
Well, yeah, because you want to, you know, pick up another chunk. The worst part when shows do that is when they get killed.
Yeah,
and then Firefly. It's like, oh, yeah, multiple shows where it's like, we got left on this, and you're like, oh, well, that's shitty. I'd like to know what happened, but all right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of shit going on in the fucking news lately.
I have no idea.
You don't? At the time of the recording, which is actually around the 27th, so.
Right.
Yeah, you got the boat that runs into the Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That's messed up the entire Northeast right now and it will for months.
I would say almost a year.
It's not good.
It's a big. It's actually a big port. There's like seven other ports that they go into.
It's not even just that. The bridge that they use and it got taken out because of a lot of things. Say like hazmat haulers. Almost all the other roads going through there are tunneled. Which means they can't drive through those, which means they have to damn near drive all the way to Pennsylvania
then back
to drive
down.
Up and back around to get around that area. Yeah, there's millions of road cargo goes up and down that corridor daily.
Yeah.
And it's going to be donked for a long while.
Well, all we got to do is wait for our current president. He said he rode a train over that bridge when he was younger.
Yeah, he says a lot of things that
but
he
didn't
do. But
I'm 99.99% sure there was never a train going across that bridge.
He says, if you listen to every story he had, you would not believe the life the man's had. It's unreal. Absolutely unreal.
I mean, yeah.
Holy shit.
Then you got P. Diddy and Jay-Z are in the news.
Yeah, that is...
For human trafficking.
Gearing up to be a hip-hop land Jeffrey Epstein story is really what this is.
And the really shitty thing about this whole thing is, what happened to Jeffrey Epstein? Not a jack shit.
Right.
Hollywood elite? Nothing's going to happen, folks. No. I can tell you that right now. Because their track record is you have Jeffrey Epstein, nothing happened. They have all the power. They're like, we need to figure a way to take the power from them.
Well, somebody will take a fall on this.
P. Diddy's already in Cape Verde.
Yeah, it won't be anybody serious taking the slap on this one. It'll be a slap on the wrist for one of their other people that they can sacrifice.
Actually, it'll probably be Kate Middleton because that whole strange thing.
Yeah, that's.
I'm like, like the one video she looks real, and halfway through she like morphs into a different person. It's just like. The one where she's walking with her husband?
True. I don't know. I haven't watched any of it.
Sorry, yeah, I'm a big news whore.
Right. Yeah, I haven't watched any of that.
It is what it is. See, but then she's like, yeah, then the picture in the background, they said, why would they allow one random person at her home to be in the window looking out like, eh.
Right. Yeah, no, I know there's been a lot of weird with that. I don't know. There's a lot of just really strange.
Well, we live in strange times, Marty.
We do. We do.
We live in such a strange times. We have microplastics. You hear about this? Microplastics have been found in historic soil samples for the first time, according to a new study, potentially upending the way archaeology remains are preserved. Researchers found microplastic in soil deposits more than 23 feet underground, which were deposited in 1st and 2nd century CE. All right, we can stop the article right there. That's what they go on to talk about. How come I don't think they're actually from the microplastics we made?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
Because they're finding, they go to 23 and they send, they find another one that's like 50 feet underground. That microplastic is not going to go. How in the fuck is it going to go 50 feet underground?
Right. I don't know. There's a whole lot of things around microplastic explosion that's happened in the last decade. I'm still not fucking sold on
it. I think they found, like, oh, shit. We were saying these plastics here. We're the first one to make plastic that we know of.
Right.
We're finding it, like, from the 23 feet deep in the ground that's never been touched. You got grass on top of it.
Right. Well, some of that too, I think they like to use as a scare tactic. Like, look how dangerous this is. It's already gone this far underground. I want to say this is
from a past civilization. They use plastics. They left. I picture Wally.
Right.
Yeah, we'll just do the shit here. Go away. It's biodegradable.
Well, just in the last however many decades, look how much shit we started dumping underground. We're like, oh, we'll just bury it under here. And then went, oh, well, this probably isn't helping at all, is it?
No,
it's probably
the nuclear waste and
right.
Not so far out of Las Vegas.
Any chunks of desert is pretty much at some point probably has shit we've thrown underground.
Well, then we got microplastics. And I'm not, now we have physicists at CERN have done something really cool.
Put us back on the right timeline. Universe.
Physicists captured something strange outside of their relatively lame 3D existence. They may have actually busted a 4D ghost. They kind of like tied Ghostbusters into this. Over at the famed European Organization for Nuclear Research, also known as CERN, as Switzerland scientists were attempting high fives all over the place when they observed a pretty wild phenomenon involving the way a particle behaved outside of their traditional understanding of space and time and into what effectively a fourth spatial dimension. Until now, the overwhelming majority of scientists, researchers, theoreticians, and other incredibly bright people have worked under the assumption that there are three spatial dimensions and one other dimension, time. What many call a 4D ghost because it sounds awesome. That's in parentheses. Is an added dimension picked up in the particle accelerator equipment. It seems to be connected to a higher level. However, no one knows precisely what those implications could be. The research explained that this is a phase space, which can represent one or more simultaneous moving states. That's why it's considered a 4D ghost, 4D or ghost-like when seen through the particle accelerator. Then it looks like if you're looking for a relevant visual, thinking about something like a tuning fork, I'll explain why I'm just kind of gurgly tonight. I was too far that part because it's like talk about Loki re-vibrating to almost a blurring effect when on the cusp of one place and another. What's important here is previous theories considered too out there, incredibly unlikely, and almost non-zero, may have a natural life of their own. The 4D ghost discovery itself changes the conventional understanding of particle physics and could lead to a domino effect in future discoveries now that the attention is being paid to it. Likely resources are available to CERN and other facilities like it as a result. I find it kind of funny they bring up that because I had mentioned the three-body problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but there's other dimensions mentioned in the book series.
Right.
It's just kind of weird because they're like, and this series, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert here, scientists are killing themselves because science isn't working right.
Right.
And they show a thing where a particle accelerator is hitting a proton to proton or whatever. And it's supposed to do what it does. All of a sudden, it goes all wonky like this. Isn't that kind of weird? They're like, it's not acting normal.
All right. Yeah, no, it's a...
Yeah. Well, our buddy Otzi's back in the news.
Oh, no.
Otzi the Iceman, remember him?
Yep.
From the Alps? Well, scientists have been... this guy has killed like four people just because they've been associated with him. And it's supposed to be a curse.
Right.
Well, now, scientists, archaeologists, really smart. They're like, oh, he has tattoos. So these people are getting the tattoos from this gay person and putting them on their body.
Oh.
That always gonna end up really well.
Hmm. Yeah,
bride was probably, remember that 6 foot tall mummy they found, that female with the gold eye?
Yeah.
They probably knew each other. He was probably on a quest for her. He was like, it's probably the same tattoos.
Yeesh.
I'm like, why would you mess with something like that?
Right. Yeah, just leave that.
Because them tattoos originally started as a cult meeting. So it had like,
right,
what they mean, power in that.
Yep.
What are you tattooing on you? You don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah, you have no idea.
This, oh, I got this cool circle with seven squares and a triangle. And Satan's going, thank you.
And you're welcome. Yeah, no, Jesus, man. That's like, you know, that. Don't get shit put in on your body in another language you can't fucking read, because you have no idea what they're doing on there. You know what I mean? Unless you understand it.
I'm just checking out my tattoos. I got, right. I got to know what that means.
But a lot of those where it's like, oh, I want these this Japanese kanji. And yeah, you have no idea what that actually says.
He's like, they this means love. Whatever. Actually, honey, that means chicken nuggets.
Right. Means, how you say, cum dumpster. Oh, great. Perfect. Glad that's on my chest.
No, I'm like, why would... I like tattoos. I got a bunch myself.
Right.
I don't know if you got any tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I've never seen them. Maybe I'll see your naked body sometime. But yeah, I don't. Every tattoo I got on my body, I know I've researched kind of what it is. Some are pretty normal, right. But I do have some occult ones on me. But I know what they mean.
Right. Yeah, it's not just, you know.
Oh, that looks cool.
Oh, here's an old druidic body we found with weird tattoos on it. Let's do that.
Not to say that this guy. Why would you want to do that? Because this guy was not found in a remote place. With his head bashed in. There's nothing weird about this.
Right.
Guy with the tattoos.
It's like, you have no idea what that meant.
He was probably just waiting for somebody in the future to get the same tattoo so his home could take over that body.
Your mind.
That'd be something to watch. I'm like, are these scientists acting? Do they understand languages they didn't understand before? Right. Why are they speaking this weird dialect?
Are they speaking in tongues? Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah. But we got something.
Yeesh, weird.
Yeah. We want to hear really weird? God, another scientist story. Discovering a new species of plant or animal is one of the reasons people become scientists. But 21 scientists who explored a very deep ocean trench found an even bigger thrill, discovering a potentially new life form.
Oh.
We can't actually place that animal in a known group, said Alex Rogers, science directors of Ocean Census. Roger calls it a very strange, small creature that looks like a starfish. We think it may be a type of krill, but at the moment, we're only not sure.
Wow.
The scientists spent 3 weeks exploring largely uncharted waters of the Bounty Trough, a nearly 500-mile-long, 3-mile-deep section of the ocean floor off the South Island of New Zealand, Australia. Okay. You got it. That makes sense now. It's all tracking here.
Yeah, there it is.
They collected nearly 1,800 samples, including fish, mollusks, and coral. Bounty Trough has little commercial fishing value due to its depth. So there has been little scientific research, but Ocean Census aimed to change that with the goal of finding at least 100,000 new marine species in 10 years. So why bother? Roger says it's about understanding how the ocean literally works or what's living there.
Right.
We only describe something like 10 to 20% of marine species. He tells News Nation, if we do not know how life is distributed in the ocean, we don't understand how the ocean works. Marine species are intimately connected with whole varieties of important processes, like absorption and storage of carbon dioxide. So the more we understand about marine life, the better we understand the role of these animals in important functions which the ocean does for us. Roger says his team is now sorting through the animals scooped from the ocean floor and using every modern research tool available to classify them. So that feels like they found more.
Oh, yeah.
Ocean Sentinel describes itself as a builder of a diverse global network and fosters collaboration by enhancing ocean discovery efforts worldwide. It aims to help the remedy of critical knowledge of the critical knowledge gap surrounding the by the diversity and distribution of marine life. So we may have found a brand new life form on this planet.
Yeah, well, I imagine there's probably a bunch of them down there.
Well, yeah,
that we have no idea.
I'll figure out who laid that 3-inch gold egg.
Yeah, the egg. Yeah, no, there again, that's why the ocean is terrifying and fascinating, is, you know, whenever they have, like, reports of ships seeing something, and they're like, oh, no, that's impossible. Are you fucking serious? You know, there's so little we know of the ocean animals and life that's there. At that point, on this planet is probably the biggest place where anything is possible. Yeah. I mean, realistically.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, we really don't know.
See, but I would like to have seen a picture of what this looked like.
Yeah.
I think there was a picture, but I think it's like kind of roundish. And it also looks coral-like, but...
Right.
Coral and starfish are both living creatures, but they're totally different.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Watch them just... Watch it like Yeesh. They're dragging down there. All of a sudden, they took like a barnacle off something that was a lot bigger. And they're like, oh, thank you.
Right. Jesus. Yeah, we found this new thing. Yeah, it's highly deadly and poisonous, so we're going to leave it down there. Oh, too late. You brought it up here.
Yeah.
The rest of its friends know there's things up here.
Yeah. It's like, that big black spice, but, oh, Fred came back.
Oh, Jesus.
There's light.
There are things there, things we could use. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, God, no.
But I want to picture this. You're seeing now, we've talked about this before in previous episodes, Point Nemo.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most desolate spot in the ocean.
Yeah.
I would hate to see we throw all our space garbage down there, or at least shoot in that general area.
Right. That is what they say, yeah.
That's what they say. I'd like to know what kind of creatures are from all that radioactive material.
Right. And
I'm pretty fucking sure Godzilla's down there somewhere.
Random bullshit down there, just feeding off of it somehow.
And it's pretty close to where the bloop came from. So yeah. Put two and two together, you get 10.
No, I'm saying. Yeah, no, Point Nemo, god dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's we're like, oh, nobody ever goes out here, let's just throw our junk out there. It'll be fine, it'll sink, it'll go
back
into
the earth.
That's
like the theme of the program already. It's like, just throw your junk wherever. Right, most desolate spot you can find, just put it there. We'll never go there.
Right. I mean, it's, Jesus.
Then we're long gone and some space aliens come here like, they all lived in this ocean in this one spot.
Right.
Well, now it's a desert, here. And the desert's an ocean. Wow, they were pretty diverse. There must have been land dwellers and sea dwellers.
Yeah, what were they doing out here?
It's a big, vast plain of desert.
Yeah, yeah. How did they survive here?
Yeah. God, well, damn. Should we get into tonight's topic?
No.
Good okay, Lord. Fine. We won't do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. What is our tonight's topic?
I don't even know anymore. all the weeks just blend.
Well, speaking of, okay, well, the reason I'm not quite up to par tonight, because I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I'm kind of punch drunk. But I had some most fucked up dreams last night. Mm. You have no idea. Usually my dreams, I'm the aggressor when there's like an alien invasion. Right. Last night I was running in my damn sleep all night.
I was the alien aggressor.
I'm pretty sure that the wife beat me up 10 times, at least hit me, because I was moving so much.
Oh, jeez.
And today she asked me, well, what the fuck? Why are you so active last night? I said, well, probably because I had Taco Bell. I don't know. Oh, I don't usually have Taco Bell.
I try not.
And I said it could either have been the Supreme Crunch Wrap or the Double Cheesy Beef Burrito, or it could have been the Modelo, or it could have been all the Twizzlers I ate, or it could have been the Dr. Pepper I drank, or for my midnight snack before I went to bed was peanut butter garlic sriracha sandwiches.
Jesus.
Could have been any one of those things.
I would say a couple of those are probably more likely than the others.
I'm pretty sure the garlic sriracha is coming out of me today and my asshole is burning.
Not good.
But it was really good. Just, peanut butter and garlic sriracha seasoning. Oh, dude. With mustard? Oh, it's awesome.
I like garlic. Don't get me wrong. I wonder how many people want to have that with my peanut butter.
I wonder how many people actually listen to me talk about the food I ate. I'm like, actually, what did I say I eat? I do eat.
Yeah, no, it's no why. It's not just like, oh, this will gross him out.
That's ain't to gross out. It's actually a really good mix.
It's what he actually eats.
Oh, yeah.
It is what he does.
Nope. I'm going to, like we said, we need to do an Instagram post. Actually, maybe we should do that where I eat like my peanut butter, mustard, bologna, sauerkraut, pickle sandwich.
Yeah, whatever the fuck weird shit was.
Hey, it's actually really good. Don't knock until you try it.
I don't know.
You should try it, Marty. I think you'd like it. Come to the weird side.
You're right.
We're already there, but.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man.
I bet you that's what P. Diddy eats.
It's he eats something. Definitely eats something. Oh, P. Diddles.
Well, tonight's topic is projects. Crazy. Not the one that the honey gives you or the wife gives you. We're going to talk about government projects. Mm. A whole bunch of them.
Mm.
And it's weird how a whole bunch of them are pretty much the same damn thing, just with different names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's government projects. No. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We're going to start off with Project Stargate.
Ah, yeah.
With Alan Dean Foster.
Yep.
Or was that, what's his name? What's the guy from I can't think of his name.
I can't.
MacGyver. Basically,
yeah,
MacGyver.
It is MacGyver. Yeah.
But that was basically everybody's done it on Stargate. That was like psychic warfare.
Yep.
We heard Russia was doing it, so we're like, we got to keep up with Russia.
Right. We got to do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went many years. I would say it's still
going.
But yeah, under a different name, I'm sure.
Probably Project Toothpick or something.
Right, right. It'll be something nondescript and, you know. Project Backwash? No, I don't want to know about that. Just give them money. Pretty much how that works.
I was half tempted to go and just type in Project Random Word.
Oh, yeah.
See which one
popped
up.
Well, see, the downside with doing project stuff, you can, the ones that we know about and have been declassified, one, tend to be a bit older because that's why they've been declassified. And two, a lot of them, I think they probably continued on.
Oh, yeah.
But with newer, more horrible stuff.
Better equipment.
And you can't have any concrete, like, yes, this is true. This is rumored to be around. Okay, yeah, you get a lot of those. But, yeah, it's tough to nail some down.
Like Project Pumpkin Seed, that's a hard one to nail down.
Yep.
And that's what actually is supposed to be about the Aurora project, which is a nuclear propulsion engine.
Yep.
Because people have seen the contrail across the sky where it's like a line, donut.
Yep.
That is supposed to be from the Aurora plane.
Yes.
It's just like mini power. And I swear to God, South Dakota had that one time and I seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that actually showed up in the news report.
Oh, really?
There's a weather thing, something like CNN before they got bad.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you see this? And you could actually see the contrail from like Europe all the way down to South America.
Oh, yeah.
And that was actually in the news. And they're like, we don't know what caused this contrail. And it was this string donut.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the Aurora project itself has been floating around since
80s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
It was like, well, they had a tacit blue.
Yeah. And it's gone through multiple iterations, I think, of people's ideas, and which would make sense since you are dealing with a skunkworks plane.
Yep.
Anybody doesn't know what skunkworks is? It's kind of black ops, top secret. They're not officially a plane. But those things do go through changes. Like there are a lot of people who say like the TR-3. Is actually another variation of off of the Aurora project.
It's like it's one like they were leaning up to the Aurora because it's not quite as sophisticated.
Yeah. The Aurora ideas have been going around now for quite a few decades, probably 40 years at this point, easily. And like I said, I remember when. There was one of the model companies back in the 80s actually put out a concept. And it was, I think, the concept that came out of Popular Mechanics. Had run a drawing of the concept of what the
Aurora. And it kind of looked like a stealth bomber.
It looks a lot like the. It honestly reminds me a bit of the 117, the stealth fighter, which would eventually come out.
Yep.
You know, 15 years.
See,
later.
Why can't they have a? Okay, we like airplanes and that. Why can't they have like Firefox? With Clint Eastwood, what's the one with the kid that chews the bubblegum? Daryl, the plane from Daryl. That was the Aurora project, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was
supposed to be the Aurora.
Supposed to be, the Aurora.
The Firefox is cooler. You got giant rooster tails when you shoot across the ocean.
I need to watch it.
I know it's good. Just for the flight scene. That's all I watch over.
Like I said before on that, I as a kid, I didn't really like it because it's really slow.
Yep.
But it's a lot of political and then spy type stuff. And as a kid, I was like, I just want to see the fucking jet, man. And that's only in like the last 15 minutes of the movie. But yeah, as an adult, I want to go back and watch again because it's like, oh, I've seen bits of it as I was older. And I was like, oh, this is interesting as shit, but I want to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
This is pre-streaming. So it was like, I can't exactly rewind TV, you know,
to go back Tubi. And watch go it again. Go to Tubi. Tubi's got everything.
I'm sure it's on there, man. They got everything on there. But
what about this project? Project 1794. That was a good year for wine.
Yeah, I did come across that bad boy.
Basically, Project 1794 is also known as Project Y. It's where the UFO... Everybody's seen the footage. If you watch anything with UFOs, you see the UFO cylinder... I mean, typical disc-shaped UFO with four big fans. Yep. That's Project 1794 right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the basis around the entire 1794 project was trying to create...
A UFO.
A functional UFO.
Yep.
Now, according to the officials on this, they abandoned it because it was just unflyable and just horribly unstable, which I would believe.
The way
we
were doing it.
Yeah, if you're trying to use conventional engines. There again, you go into what other shit have we found now. I would say that project is still probably operational under different names, simply because even just the science we have learned since this project was first going on is phenomenal. Even not even taking into account, we've back engineered alien stuff. Like even our own technology itself.
Do not mention that name in this thing.
What name?
Grunge. 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 Grunge.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck that. But yeah, no. Well, like I said, we even have like a some of the projects that we know they're working on is basically a helicopter type. Plane that will fully function as a jet as well.
Yep.
Which is a step, basically the next three steps past, say, like a Harrier.
Yep.
Where we have the vertical takeoff landing.
Or the Osprey.
This thing is like, or the Osprey. This thing is like super advanced to be able to kick up to speed. It almost, I think it falls under, I don't remember who the hell is working on it, but they actually have a division called their Transformers division. And it's vehicles that change shape, where it was...
it was a robot in disguise.
Right, and that's kind of why they named it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this thing will configure itself and change its wings and tail wing and that to be able to fly like a jet. It's not going to match full-on fighter jets, but...
what, from Dune.
The Ornithopters.
Ornithopters, yeah.
But no, they actually did... have where they were trying to work on something like that too. They just never got it off the
that we know
figuratively and literally off the ground, really, to make them work right. But yeah, there's a lot of it. I think that same place is with their Transformer line. They actually have a land vehicle too that is designed to be ultra heavy duty and take a pounding, but then also configure itself down to hit like super fucking fast land speeds to be able to get out of there while still being heavily armored. Enough to survive IUDs, which
IEDs,
yeah,
not pretty... IUDs. IEDs.
Yeah, IEDs.
You said IEDs.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, you want to survive one of those too. Yeah. I guess. But yeah, no, it's really cool stuff that these guys have been working on. It's really interesting to
all hail DARPA.
Come across. Right. Welcome to DARPA. Yeah. Speaking of DARPA, they seem to have a lot of these projects.
I think this project did continue on because recently, the last probably 2 years, everybody thinks of the typical disc-shaped UFOs. You look at a paper plate, and everybody thinks it goes this way.
Yeah.
But now there's been a lot of reports coming out from these insiders that say, no, you flip it so it's vertical.
Right.
The dome part rotates, and that's where the pilot's sitting. It goes like this.
Yeah, it's like Boba Fett's Z-95.
Yeah, Slave One.
Where it rotates up to actually fly in what looks like a counterintuitive way.
Yeah.
But that is how they're designed to fly.
Yep.
Which is cool as shit. It's a cool idea.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a lot of those kind of changing in. It's kind of like the horizontal version is for the hovering.
Yep.
And then when you want to get up and get the hell out of there, it cocks up and goes whoop, and you're gone. Which, to me, kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, without having anti-grav technology.
What? They don't have anti grav. They don't have that. No, they don't have it. Stop talking maybe crazy talk.
Why are you talking crazy on this?
Then you have Project Bluebird. Basically, that's where they make a Manchurian candidate.
Oh, yeah. And there are multiple projects that revolve around. It's funny, whenever you start getting into lists of experiments and projects that are borderline crimes against humanity, it's weird how three letters seem to be associated with 90% of them.
And they actually had the most nicest names, like Project Bluebird. It's okay.
Right, but most of these projects of human atrocity, we will go with, it seemed to be stemmed from CIA projects.
And it's funny, it's because
kind of weird.
You mentioned CIA.
Yeah.
And you remember the Mel Gibson movie, Conspiracy Theory.
Mm.
Explored the Project Bluebird, but they called it something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing is, they even made hint to the Catcher in the Rye books.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's like the scene where him and Julia Roberts, she's like, what the hell are you doing? And he's freaking out. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, why do you have what do you read this book for? He's like, what, you want to take it? Take it. And he looked up his bed sheet, and there's like 40 copies underneath his bed.
Oh, yep. That has been a long time.
And Catcher in the Rye is really interesting because the guy, Hinckley, the guy who pew-pewed Reagan, they caught him. Oh, wait, he had a Catcher in the Rye in his jacket.
Yeah.
The guy who shot Lennon also had, when they found him, he was reading Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's been a lot of things around that book, period. It's been very controversial. And it does seem
it's not even that bad a book.
But yeah, it's one that always seems to be tied in around some of these kind of weird shit, just like that, you know, where somebody's planning an attack or of some kind. Or succeeds in one. It's interesting. It is a little bizarre.
Then you have Project Timberwood.
I don't know that one.
That's nuclear rocket engines.
Oh, okay.
Where they're trying to make them, which would tie into Project 1794.
Yep.
So there's a lot of tie-ins once you think about it and look at it. Well, the project, why would they build nuclear rocket engines? Well, they're trying to build a plane that runs off nuclear rocket engines.
Well, you also got to consider a lot of these government agencies, they do develop things compartmentally.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you guys are working on this new bacteria, and you have no idea what that even goes for. You're just there to study this bacteria, find ways to make it do things.
Or how to kill it.
These other guys are working on this other thing, and none of you know how these things are connected. Oh, it's a weapon that we're creating.
Yeah.
None of you understand this. Why are we working on these small rocket engines? Oh, yeah, it's just something we need to try out. Okay. Oh, it's a delivery system. Okay, fair enough. All right, yeah. And that they do that intentionally. They keep those people apart. So, one, they can't put things together. And two, it is plausible deniability.
Yeah.
It's like, I had no idea that's what we were doing. We were just scientists studying this weird fungus that we found. That's all we're doing. But yeah, they compartmentalize. There's a lot of these projects, I think, are probably all part of the same project, and no one knew that they were part of the same project, you know?
Coming up on this list, I think a bunch of these people knew they were the same one. But
oh, yeah, there are some, I'm sure.
Yeah. Then you have Project Sextant. Heard that one? That is the mass monitoring of people's pornographic habits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure our famous episode with Hillary Wang.
Old Hillary Wang.
Hillary Wang with her Pokemon card collection of dicks.
God bless her.
She was probably in charge of that.
Right. She was the fall guy for that one. That's really what it is. We're going to wipe that under the rug.
Old Hillary Wang.
What's going to be the funniest person to fucking pin this on? Hillary Wang. Let's do that to her. She's expendable.
And everybody's like, all these projects we're talking about have been supposedly discontinued.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you know, this one definitely has not been discontinued.
All these are shit that's been declassified. And like, yeah, we gave up on that. And we're finally going to let you see what we're working on.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Yeah, no, I'm
we found
sure
a,
it
basically, that's saying we found a better way to be more invasive you can't find out faster.
We were right. That didn't work. We changed this, and now this works. So we quit going down that road. We got what we needed out of that project.
I have a whole bunch of project names here. You have Project Prism.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Drop Mine, Hemisphere, Dishfire, Tempora, Century Eagle. What are they all about?
Those ones are all about spying on you.
Yeah, they're all projects for mass surveillance of everyday people. Yeah. You can thank Snowden for talking about it.
Yeah, for good or bad or whatever you think about Snowden, there's a lot of his stuff. I think he's a piece of shit. But there is some things that got brought out that I think were important to be brought out.
Yeah.
Take it for what you will. You know.
Sorry about that, folks. We had to watch a video about jerking the ween.
Yeah. We actually did an episode on that video. But
we did?
Yeah. It was one of them we brought up in, I don't remember what the episode was.
But. And a little Bigfoot, maybe?
Yeah. It might have been one of the questionable Bigfoot stories.
Yeah. No, like with all these projects like Prism, Drop Mine, Hemisphere, Century Eagle, that's all about mass surveillance.
Yeah.
And it seems like people are, I feel like, yes, everybody is on social media.
Right, right.
We're doing their jobs for them.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Why do you think a lot of that shit has been put in? Well, even like Operation Prism is the one that got started after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We all voted for that to come in. Here's the thing where a lot of us were saying, and I don't disagree with some of what they were pushing through, but it's like there's a fine line of giving away your freedoms to get security. You can't have both.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of it. You don't get everything. If you want to become more secure, there are certain liberties that you have to be willing to give up to have that, quote, security. And that was when everybody's like, yeah, we need to watch it. And then when they started doing this,
like, figure out what it actually meant.
Yeah. Everybody's like, wait a minute. They can't do that. No, you guys wanted this.
So basically, my view on Prism is and all these other projects, basically, everybody's like, oh, Big Brother will never happen. During the 80s, like,
oh, yeah.
And like, here, boom. We're going to do this. Yes. Here's Big Brother. Takes right over. Boom. Done.
Yeah. No, we've been watching that slowly get. I'm sorry. Unless you're completely clueless or willfully ignorant. We've been watching and giving away our securities, personal securities, at a fucking exponentially dangerous rate. You think every shit site you go onto, every little online coupon place, everything requires, oh, where's your email? What's all this? Here's all this.
And if you don't give it, you don't get anything.
Yeah, oh, you can't get in.
Yep.
And you don't think anything of it because it's become so commonplace. I stayed off online for many years simply because of that until we've gotten to a point where you can't hardly function in anything anymore.
That's like what really scares me now is like the wife knows how to do Venmo and all this PayPal shit. And I'm like, I don't do any of that.
Yeah, I've got Venmo, but I use it rarely.
I'm like more of a cash or card person. I try not to use card. If I got cash, I will use cash.
See, I don't like using cash anymore. But at the same time, I don't really like cards either.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's we're kind of at a weird tipping point of technology and old things clashing. Venmo, honestly, most of the time what I use Venmo for is like when we're having game weekend and my friend's like, oh man, we're going to get pizza. Everybody's going to chip in. I'll just like send him fucking money off Venmo. It's like, I'll just send it to you, man. And that's really all I've really ever used it for. I have it. I just don't really use
it. I'd be scared
because I don't like giving people money in the first place because I'm cheap.
No.
I know. It's weird. It's weird.
If I had Venmo, I'd have Amazon packages at my door every fucking day. The wife would be like, where'd your check go? I don't know. Why is there 47 boxes from Amazon at the front door?
I don't know. What did you order?
Yeah.
That damn cat must hit those buttons again.
Fucking my kid almost did that. He's like, oh, he knows how to get on Amazon. I'm like, beat
my children to death if they would have fucking done that shit, man.
He's threatening.
They learned pretty quick. It's like, no, you better not be doing that shit.
But back on topic about, right. we don't beat our kids. No, folks.
Should have some days probably, but no.
Let's talk about this one. This is an interesting Project Psychic Driving.
I don't know. Oh, this ties in.
Yeah, this is where they would take these people and they would volunteer to do this shit.
Right.
They put them in a room and repeat the same message over and over and over and over and over and over again till they got them to do what was on the message.
Really?
Yeah. It's very similar. You ever seen The Family Guy, the one where Stewie kidnaps Cleveland and Quagmire.
Oh, yeah.
And puts him down in the basement. They start repeating the commercial.
Yeah.
Oh God, stop! And eventually, that's what it's for. It's like it's brainwash.
Yeah, yeah. Another one of the brainwashing. Yeah, like MK Ultra and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I talked about my project. What do you got?
Interesting. I've actually got a kind of funny one that was kind of a throwback.
This is not a funny episode.
You can't be funny. This one kind of is. It's kind of like, how did you think this was going to end? it was a project that they worked on in the 60s called Acoustic Cat.
Acoustic Cat.
Acoustic Kitty.
Okay.
Is what this was called. We're right in.
I could say something really inappropriate right now. Right. That's what my mind went instantly to.
Oh, yeah. No, I did too. When I saw the name, I was like, what the fuck is this? But yeah, no, this was 60s, early Cold War. We were working hard on trying to find ways to spy on Russia. So some scientists decided, you know what? What if we can train cats to go over and be spies? And they actually spent 5 years.
Jesus.
And $10 million taxpayer dollars. Hear that, workers of the 60s? This is what some of your tax dollars went to. To surgically implant, and they went through multiple versions of this, to surgically implant listening devices inside a cat. They also had a backup battery for it implanted into the cats, and then implanted antenna of some kind into their tail to help give them, and we're training these cats, training them to, okay, go, you got to go in here, and cats can be trained. But cats are cats.
Yep.
Like, cats are assholes. This is what they do. They spent all this money on these. And the first one they had where they were like, yep, this is the one that's going to work it. They sent it out on a test mission. It was supposed to go down the street into this building and listen to what's going on. They let it out and immediately went out into the road and fucking went right under a taxi to kill itself. And that was pretty much the end of the project. We're like, well, you know what? Cats are going to cat. You know, to me, it's kind of like this ironic bit of like the cat going, just kill me. You know, yeah. I don't want to deal with this anymore. But it's this like, actually did
from,
not
get. Is that from like The Simpsons? No, is it Futurama where the vegetarians teach a lion how to eat tofu and the lion's going just real skinny. Just kill me.
Just kill me. But yeah, no, this thing didn't actually get declassified until 2001. It sat for basically 40 years hidden away as like,
don't let
anybody know we wasted.
I wonder why.
Right. It's $10 million.
ASCPA would actually have a heyday with them guys.
Well, at that time, no. There was a whole.
I got it. All these people that are worried about cow farts, go after these guys for doing these with cats.
Right.
To go after that, cow farts are okay.
A lot of the experimentation, monkeys and dogs in the early days, you really got the shit end of a lot of these things.
Yeah, they did.
We had multiple body transplant types of projects that people were doing. Starting back in even like 1903, when Robert J. White had actually successfully transferred a dog's head to another dog's body. And it did stay alive for a while.
Yeah.
And eventually it did die. But there were other people that were like, man, we can do even better than this. We could do more than
why?
This. They
it's like the keeping up with the Johnsons in the science world at one point in time.
And that's what they did. They going all the way up to the stories of the bear soldiers of Russia, in transplant. But here in the US we started working on monkeys and dogs. Transferring, there was a few projects where they were trying to transfer the brains into other animals, but they weren't just putting them in like the skull. They would put them in like the abdomen and try to link them in to see if that brain in the abdomen could control the animal. All the way into basically in 1970 is where this line of these experiments, at least from this group, kind of stopped. They started going heavy
into transplanting
rhesus monkeys.
Oh, great.
They
rhesus
were
monkeys.
Transplanting the heads off of these monkeys onto monkey corpses to try to make them a living entity.
Why would they start the zombie apocalypse with rhesus monkeys?
Come on, here you go. It's an idea, much like the Russian bear soldier idea of making these super soldier powered. They're animal power. They're stronger. No, when and we get the concept of a human controlling it. And that just doesn't end well. There was, at 1970, like when this project finally got shut down, there were a lot of people at this point already going, we can't keep doing this kind of thing to animals. Well, like, these are monkeys.
You mentioned that first thing that popped in my mind, you're talking about take a live rhesus monkey head, cut it off, put it on a dead monkey rhesus.
Yeah.
First thing that came in my mind was that goddamn evil spider monkey thing from Alive. Dead Alive.
Dead Alive, yeah.
That thing was horrible.
What the hell are they called? The rat monkeys.
Yeah, the rat monkeys from like some Polynesian island. I'm like, that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Hell yeah. That's such a great backstory for that animal.
It is. It's like, well, they tried to do it. It failed, but it came alive.
And yeah, they're just kind of like, yeah, okay, we gotta stop. I imagine that they started getting successful and didn't need to do it on monkeys anymore. That's
even scary.
Right. We found other things that this will work on. We got the monkeys. Who wants to volunteer and make some money? I'll be a medical experiment. Perfect. Perfect.
Now you're part
cat.
And
hence we go into all the missing people in the country that disappear every year.
That could be. I don't know, because I was doing some research on that, because we are going, well, we've probably been, I don't know. We go talk to the general.
Yep.
And he likes talking about that. We like talking about it.
Right.
But I found it funny. I ran across this article in California. And the homeless people are kind of mysteriously disappearing, but they're back now because of when China came to clean them out. But they're they're finding these encampments underground.
Yeah.
Dug into the sides of river banks.
Oh, really?
Underneath houses. And some of them actually have power to them, and it's actually pulled from the houses above them. And
oh, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
So I was saying, most of the cities that have any kind of underground network have already had people living under them. No, this is totally new. That's
great. I'm like, this is how the zombie apocalypse starts in California.
Oh, man.
Someone gets sick, they can't get rid of the disease, and all of a sudden, what? They came from the river. They're river people.
Barge people.
Barge people.
Oh, man. That's fucking wild, dude.
Oh, yeah. They found them, and the cops go in there and clean them out. They found dead bodies in there.
Speaking of
dead bodies, did you see that video this week as we're recording this? This is how screwed up everything is in California. If you're from California, listen to us. We appreciate it. get the hell out now.
Right. A lot of people have.
Because I forgot about this video until we started talking about zombies.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Actually a video out there of this homeless person. I feel bad for this person. With a severed leg from a recent train accident.
Oh, shit.
They grabbed the severed leg, and they have video of him just gnawing away on it like a goddamn giant chicken wing.
Like a dog's leg?
No, a human's leg.
Oh, man, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's like the guy's just going to town on it in the middle of traffic.
Wow. Yeah, yikes, man. Yikes.
The zombie apocalypse is going to start in California.
It's
either New York or California. It's a toss-up.
Right. At this point, it's...
See, the zombies will come out of California. The cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers come out of New York. Right. And they'll meet somewhere in the middle.
Jesus.
Then the river people from the government of the bank will come out of the Mississippi.
Yep. Good Lord,
it's a three-prong attack.
I don't know. That's just wild. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I just don't know, dude.
I don't think I want to know.
No.
So.
Oh, my God.
So what else have you got? I got one last one.
We haven't even touched on Montauk. Which is one of the big projects.
I've never heard of it.
Right. We're not going to get too deep in the weeds on Montauk because a lot of places have done stuff. And it is really
I think we actually did that one time.
I think we did a partial dive into it. But yeah, to remind people anyways, nobody still really knows what was going on up there or is still going on up there.
Apparently,
it's mostly abandoned. But there have been rumors of everything from Project Looking Glass type stuff where we're dipping into alternate dimensions to psychic, more of like the Project Stargate stuff, psychic battle assassins to full-on...
Remote viewing.
Yeah, brainwash assassin.
Astro-projected Bigfoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's And then even you go into things like the idea of Montauk Monster coming from there, that they were doing animal experiments up there, genetic experimentation in this place. And nobody knows because no one will really declassify any little bits that have come out about it. Most people go, nah, that's bullshit. You know, they completely throw it out. No. And there's enough there that, like I said, I think we have covered it on another show before.
And I know you, if your other friends, like I know that our listeners know what Montauk is already.
Right, yeah.
The perfect example to have your non-weirdo crypto conspiracy type people, and I'm pretty sure they've seen this on Netflix. What's that movie called? That TV series? The one with Eleven?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Okay.
All right.
There's this character on there. Her name is Eleven, shaved head. That's completely based on Montauk experiments.
Right. Yeah, mixed in with some Stargate and some other.
It's basically the whole. Yeah, it is the whole Montauk. Cause they talk about astral projection and that remote viewing.
Experimentation.
I actually cannot remember the name of the program.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. There we go.
I thought you were being silly. I was like,
I was being silly for a little bit. I was trying to figure out what it was.
And then it's like, oh, fuck, I really don't know what that's called, man.
I don't
know. But yeah, no, yeah, that's the summation of all the theories.
And the funny thing is, most people that watch that, Stranger Things, oh, this is all bull. Then you're like, then their buddy with the tinfoil hat goes, here you go, you watch that.
Yeah.
You've had a crash course in Montauk and all that stuff at one time.
Read up on this. Because it does. It kind of, and they've even said as much that it's
the
loosely based off of all the theories that have come out of what Montauk is doing.
Yep.
And it's not probably good. No. Let's be honest. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Like I said, I think we did cover it at least half a show at one point. Yeah. That was something else. It's one of the big ones. Modern era projects, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know me, I like chasing rabbit holes, right?
Right. Yeah, there was one I started chasing, but it's too big for this show.
Yeah.
So
it's way too big for the show. I know.
And yeah, it drug me in. I was like, oh, what about this?
I'm like, no.
Yeah, we're gonna do its own.
Yeah. For that, I'm gonna talk about. You've heard of the name Vostok, the Vostok program. Yeah. You know what that is? That's basically the Russian version of our space race. It's their thing.
Yep.
But I actually found a picture of the first. This is what it looked like. Huh. It kind of looks like a bathysphere here and that.
Yeah.
But have you heard the name Vostok anywhere else in any of our research?
I know there's been other stuff we've done that dealt with Vostok, but
yeah,
I don't remember off the top of my head.
If you go like this, have you ever heard of Vostok Station?
Right.
In Antarctica.
Yep.
The funny thing is, this ties into organism 46B.
Oh.
Because the same guy who this is named after predicted this lake would be exactly where that is at.
Really?
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know, organism 46B is an enormous 14-tentacled squid-like creature which lives in Lake Vostok.
Yep.
Subglacial lake of Antarctica. And the funny thing is, Vostok Station was established by the Soviets in 1957. The capsule didn't come out till 61 was the first one was used. The same guy has ties to both these.
Hmm.
And if you look at the picture that you can find, if you type in Vostok Project, that looks like a bathysphere on top of a nice warm engine that will allow you to go through the ice.
Yeah, it looks like a rocket engine and the old style diving bell.
Yep.
Bathysphere. The bathysphere.
Yep. How come I can say words like that, but I can't say anything like regular?
I can't say the word probability, but here's bathysphere.
I finally said tsunami.
Yeah, and then you fucked it up right there. You said it once on air. I mean, we do know that for a fact.
Yes.
It is possible to say that word.
But it is tied in this organism 46B, which is that supposedly is not in this lake. But if you look at the rocket, I'm like, that's a perfect example. You use the engine heated up, and it's made for that type of...
Yeah, the pressure.
It's reinforced to go into space. Hmm, go underneath the ice, but the same guy who found the lake is the whole project. Kind of all ties in.
I mean, there is a reason that a lot of our early work on the space modules did take a lot of inspiration from our deep water stuff that we had at the time.
Yep.
Because you're dealing with pressure, you still have to be airtight. And they went under the same kind of principles of like, okay, we need these things to work like that. Yep. Let's start with these, and then how do we shield it from what we figure is out there? Like killing radiation.
Or 14 tentacled.
But yeah, those squid. Go down there. It's fine.
That's why I think the Vostok, this I never thought Organism 46V was real, but now after tying these two in together, I'm putting a little bit more validity into right. that.
Yeah, see, I've always kind of thought that it's a potential. Mm-hmm. Is it maybe as bad as the stories that came out about it? Probably not, I guess, in my idea. Because a lot of times, especially when you're dealing with something for the first time, you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It does. It's kind of like a little kid running into something. In your mind, it becomes bigger than what it is and nastier than what it might be. It's really like Sigmund the Sea Monster was like, hey, guys, you know. But you're like, what the fuck is that? Shoot at it and run. Because, it's a natural human instinct of like, I don't know what that is.
I'm trying to figure out,
it and run.
What the heck is about Russians and weird sea creatures? You got Lake Baikal incident.
Yep.
Lake Vostok.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the American versions of these? We don't have any monsters.
We've got Champ.
Yeah,
we have actual horrifying monsters like alligator gar and sturgeons. We don't need to make more. Those things are horrifying. Giant, 6-foot paddlefish and ugly shit like that.
They're not terrifying. They're just a...
Oh, they're big and gross. They're fucking big and gross.
But they don't poison you with in the water.
Right.
Or attack you with ray guns.
The heat rays. At least I hope they don't. And none that I've found, anyways, too. Thank God. Maybe I just got the dumb ones.
There you go.
Maybe we're unarmed, didn't know what to do.
So,
but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
No.
This is kind of a thrown together episode.
It is. I don't remember what we were doing something. I don't know. We've had a lot of shit the last few weeks.
Yeah. We're kind of getting absent minded here in our old age.
But we do have a big one coming up.
Two-parter is actually going to be probably going to be a two-parter.
Yeah. And it does involve secret projects.
Yep.
So,
it like goes off the rails pretty quick. I gave you the same information. It goes off the rails.
Like I said, I read a short little write-up on it, and I was like, and I don't often go off into fucking deep dives on stuff. I'm like,
That's Rob's territory.
And that one, I started going down, and I was like, fuck, I don't know if I can even actually just, because most of my stuff I hand write when I'm doing research. But I was like, I don't want to write all this out. There's a whole lot of shit here, which drug into other things where I was like, oh, there's a documentary about this. I need to try to find this. I need to find, oh, fuck me. Okay. Well, I'm just going to mention it. And then you ended up actually getting a hold of me and be like, hey, did you look into this? I was like, fuck yeah, dude, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So yeah, that is a plan we have coming to be coming up probably after this one. I think we're going to do. Yep. It's pretty wild ride. So just give you a heads up. It's going to be a wild ride. Are we recording?
Right now? Yeah, we're recording. I hope.
With General.
Yeah, we're recording when we're on our trip.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not bringing equipment.
We'll
probably
we'll just run off of. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were recording that or not. Or we were just
going to bullshit
with them. Yeah, now we'd be.
I don't trust airlines that much.
Right, yeah. And originally we were going to take stuff because we had other stuff planned. We were going to try to talk to people.
Yeah.
But some of that shit just kind of fell through.
Yep.
So we're like, well, instead of dragging stuff along,
let's make a phone call to the general.
Right. We'll talk to
him. See if we can get good at car insurance.
Yeah, right. Thank you, General.
All right.
What's it like knowing Shaq?
All right.
I'm trying to cut you off.
I know you are.
Dickhead. All that cocaine, it's a hell of a drug.
I know it is. So, no, I have nothing else for these.
No, man, I've got nothing yet tonight.
Okay. All right, folks. Have a good night. Bye.